plays, I want to talk about prayer. The Wolf Pack just pulled out. They're pulling out with my van. And they're going to have a playoff game against the school that's been a rival of ours for many years. Going back 12 years ago, we beat them on the last second half-court shot. And then we've lost many games and have many, like, intense rivalries. And tomorrow night, there'll be about 400 people in that gym. It'll be raucous, 500. So it's an exciting game. And it brings up about prayer. Do you pray for it? Do you pray in tefillah? Do you say to Hashem, let the wolf pack win? Should you pray for it? And the answer, of course, the Shur Nabachar just asked me. A guy in yeshiva told me, Rebbe, that he didn't explain the Avera. He said there's some Avera he wants to do. Can you pray to Hashem to help him out? So the guy in yeshiva just asked me. He said there's something he wants to do. It's not necessarily right. Could he? Is he allowed to pray to Hashem? That's what he asked. So there's a Gemara on this. There's sugyas about this. There's a lot of sugyas about this. The ikar of prayer, anybody who ever prayed gets to these type of questions. Should I ask for that? And I want to say that question itself is part of prayer. I grapple. I ask Hashem, the wolf pack should win. And in the middle of my prayers, I'm praying that prisoners should get out of prison. Prisoners should get out. People who are held captive should get out from Hamas, from these Risham's hands. We're davening soldiers should be saved. We're davening for Shidduchim. I'm davening for Shidduchim for my children. And I say, should the wolf pack win? The wolf pack should win. Then I start saying to myself, what are you asking? Really? That you feel so deep? Prayer is bringing out your deepest soul. Prayer is getting in touch. The word prayer is lehispalel. Lehispalel, pilel, means to judge, is self-judgment. I'm actually judging myself. I thought I'm asking for something. What I'm really doing is presenting my deepest wants to Hashem, and I'm trying to access my deepest wants. When I pray the wolf pack should win, you know what I'm really saying? I went through every guy on the team, and I want him to feel like a winner. I want him to be frum, and if the team wins, he'll stay in yeshiva. And I want him, and you go through what you're saying. What's the deepest place? Go deeper, Dan. Deeper. What are you saying? You could ask for many things. Go deeper. I want money. What are you saying? I want to be happy. I want money. And you're giving a plan to Hashem Beseder. Go to your deepest wants. Prayer is to access and bring to the world the deep ritzinus that are in us. The deepest wants in us are beautiful. That's why we give a bracha. I love giving a bracha on Rosh Hashanah. Got people on mivarech each other. My favorite blessing in the world is Yimala Hashem kol mishaloi slibcha l'tayva. Hashem should fill all the wants of your heart.
Wow.
What are you telling a guy? Madna. A guy looks at you. If a guy knows, either he doesn't know what you're saying, he knows what you're saying, he should look at you like, I don't know, like, be careful what you say. Hashem should fill all the wants. This guy asked me, could I daven for an avera? The answer is that he should daven. And I promise he'll access his deepest wants. So it's slowly. The deepest wants are right. We have a soul. The deepest wants are the right things. The deepest wants, David HaMelech accessed the deepest wants of a person. Guys tell me a line, I want to want, and I cringe from I want to want. I cringe from it. Everybody says, I don't want, but I want to want. And I say to us all, we all want. A soul means, that's what a soul is. A soul is massive kisufim for Hashem. Soul. We all have souls. And a soul is massive kisufin for Hashem. That's what a soul is. So when a guy says, I want to want, if I could rephrase that, I want to get in touch with my wants. It's hard to access. That's true. I feel the Mets winning. I like feel that. And my wants of Ruchnius is so hard to access. The easier things are easier. So you need quiet moments. You need... I had a conversation with a bacher today in the dining room. I felt my soul, and we felt each other. Like I felt something. I asked this. We had this conversation, and I felt something. Once in a while, you access the deep place inside of us. Once in a while, you sense it. You feel it. Sometimes Shabbos, I feel that you could sense your soul. Shabbos, something happens. Especially Shal Shud's time. There's like a jumpiness. There's something that's ignited. That's a time. It's a time that's ma'ira, a tremendous zman of Osiris. You could feel something and experience and connect to something. But the this nekuda of prayer, so when people ask, could I daven for this, should I, that's part of prayer, asking that question. Right, really? Even when you notice your own prayers, I just now, my Shemoneh Esrei, daven for the wolf pack and for a shidduch for my kids. Are you crazy? So then you ask, what are you saying, Daniel? And it causes me to ask that question. I like when I ask that question. So Daniel, what are you saying? And then I have, there is a deep one. In the Wolfpack winning, there contains a very, very deep one. Now, if I could get in touch with that deepest one, is I want my son to feel successful. My son's been on the team 3 years. I want him to feel good about his own journey in life. So there's a deep want. They're very deep. How fascinating that in the prayer for the wolf pack to win is contained like very deep wants. And often our little want is a very deep. It's a very, very deep want that you could be ma'ira in praying. Pray for what you want. Pray. This guy thinks he's davening for averus. Couched in his averus, the deepest want. He'll go deep. He wants Hashem. Pray and say it out and speak it out. You'll get in touch with the deepest places inside of us. It's deep, it's there, and it's accessible to us. Nobody has to, we'll get there on our own. The guys should just pray, talk to Hashem, speak. It's all there. The whole mission of the yeshiva has like changed. The whole mission, when I've discovered, when the guys have taught me a bit that we have a soul, I used to like push things and try. Now I just want like things to come out. Just let a person find. Just be honest. You'll find it all. No, just talk. Just let a guy talk. I was talking to a guy this morning. We started like it was so innocent. I felt it was such a ruchniastic moment in my day. Here, just talk. Find what's in there. It's all in there. Our tremendous, tremendous wants are in there. I love the bracha. Hashem should fill you. Yimala Hashem kol mishalei slivcha l'teiva.
Wow.
Hashem should taka answer all the desires of our heart. I maybe should add to that bracha. Maybe you should add. And I want to give a birchas head to the whole chevra. Hashem should fill all the desires of our hearts. Amen. And I want to add to the bracha, and we should be in touch with the deepest desires of our hearts.
Amen. That's the wall.
When somebody says, I want to want, what he's really saying is, I want to live with my want. What I just feel is a certain. Now we have to try to get in touch and access. We try to learn Torah can help us access that want. Tefillah, the right. Again, to find that place that when we're in that place, we have a lot of chiyus. We have a lot of energy when we're in that place. We're energized. I could tell if I'm being true to my wants, and a guy could tell, is he lifeless or energetic? We're very lifeless when we're not in touch with our deepest wants. We're lifeless.
When we what?
We're schleppy and lifeless when we don't live with our deepest wants. We're not consistent with our inner. When we live with our wants, a guy has energy, could do anything. The guy has power and courage. You know, the guy who's like, I'm falling asleep, and we call it mana. We have all these names for a guy who's out of touch with his wants. We can name Epsom Bar. They come up with new names, weekly, monthly, yearly. Another name, it means he's not in touch. Stop forcing things. You shouldn't be living. A guy's living the right thing, tapped in and very tapped in. He has energy. He can conquer the world. He's passionate. He's a fire. Because I'm always tired. Live with your wants. Find your wants. Maybe you have to be assisting people more. Sometimes we put a guy, maybe if he joined that Sully, do you see a guy's on fire? That Sully guy's endless kayach, because he was born to help people. I'm not saying it to get a, you see the energy and the effort that Nachum puts in yeshiva. The guy is, it's well into the zman. And the tendency is people are tired, I'm nishtaimim. Nachum Qualls is on target, he's on top of so many aspects of the yeshiva. Where does he get these kaychas? Because he was born to give. He was born to give. You're in touch, you get energy. The guy works, manages things in yeshiva, is involved in so much, it gives kaychas. When somebody taps into to where they are, I've said this many times about Avram Avinu, the main picture of Avram in Lech Lecha is the Zrizus. Five psukim speaks about an old man after surgery, he's running. It's giving a picture of a man on fire. When you're tapped in, we're born to give. Avram Avinu is giving and doing for others. He's on fire, Avram. He's flying, he's running around. It's like illogical. He doesn't look normal. He's bang, running. That's the energy of somebody who's tapped in, who's tapped into what they're meant to be and meant to do. Person's fire is energetic, is flying around. So that's my bracha to us all. We should be tapped. First of all, the wolf pack should win.
Amen.
And obviously, when we say they should win the place where it counts. Each one, each and every one of them should be a ben Torah, sincere, happy, comfortable, confident. That's the victory I'm told. That's the eternal victory that I'm thinking about right now.
Amen.
And all of us should get in touch with our deepest wants.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you, I'm thinking about this topic, I'm going to ask you to play a song. You picked one already? You pick.
Rebbe said, Kisufa, triggered a nigga.
Triggered? Let's go.
So I want a one, as I ask. I want a one is good. I want a one.
Just the main nekuda is live with the wants. You want. That's why I'm retouching.
La 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 la
Kleimer, could you have Yehuda? That seems the middle, the second to newest Zusha.
Yes.
I could use that. You do know it, right? Obviously.
Your neshama. so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin. Neshames of Yedin.
Chazal asked the following kasha. Gemara Bava Basri asked the following kasha on Parashas Truma. The pasuk in Truma says about the Kruvim, that the Kruvim, the two angelic-like figures on top of the Aron Kodesh, there was a kapiris. The Aron we spoke about, Barichus, we said the Kutzker, was three boxes, gold, wood, and gold. Then covering the gold, wood, gold, was a clean sheet of gold at the top. Three boxes, gold, wood, gold. At the box was a flat piece of gold. At the end of the gold, it had to be miksha achas. One piece was two kruvim, two angelic-like figures that had wings, and they were on top of this kapiris. They were the end, one piece of gold. At the end, carved in with two angelic figures that each had wings, parse kenafayim lamala. And they were on top of the Aron. The pasuk says in Truma that the Kruvim were Pneyem Ishalachim. They looked at each other. They were looking at each other. Pneyem Ishalachim. Frak the Gemara Baba Basra, in Divrei Ayamim, it says that the Kruvim were Pneyem Alabayis. That the Kruvim looked to the walls. They didn't look at each other. They weren't Pneyem Ishalachim. They looked to the walls. Frak the Gemara Baba Basra says, Sira, did the Kruvim look at each other, look at the walls? And the Gemara famously tells us a wild chiddush, that when we were Eisim Ritzayne Shalmakim, when we were loyal to Hashem, the Kruvim looked at each other. And when we were not Eisim Ritzayne Shalmakim, the Kruvim looked at the walls. They would turn away from each other. Now, it bothers me, Akasha Rabbi say. I'm not per se going to answer the kasha. You'll see what I want to speak about. It bothered me, Akasha, what was the point of this? When we were acting properly, the Kruvim looked at each other. When we acted improperly, they looked away. We didn't see the Kruvim. The Kruvim were in the Kodesh Kadashim. So we didn't even get to witness this. What was the point of this miracle? Amazing miracle. When Klal Yisrael was serving Hashem properly, the Kruvim looked at each other. When we didn't serve Hashem properly, they looked away from each other. Clearly, the purpose of the miracle, we didn't get to see it. Maybe the Kohen Gadol, when he went lifnai v'lifnim, at that point, could tell us. It was probably one of the first questions we had for the Kohen Gadol when he came in. No, were they looking at each other? Like, tell us. That'd be the first question I'd ask the Kohen Gadol. When he came out lifnai v'lifnim, you tell the Kohen Gadol, like, if he said, it was like, and if he said, was it looking at that amazing thing that in the Kodesh, clearly it's not, this miracle is teaching us, the purpose is for us to know this. Now, I think there's something very deep here, that when Yidna Eisim Ritzayne Shalmaka in the Kruvim were Pnei Mishal Achiv, Many darshanim speak the Kruvim are on top of the Aron, and there are two aspects to the Kruvim. They're parse kenafayim lamala, their wings are spread up, seichem ala Aron, as like a, some sort of covering for the Aron, and they're pneyim mishal achim, they look at each other, and darshanim speak that the parse kenafayim lamala represents the service of Hashem, the loyal service of Hashem, and Pneyem Ishalachim is ben Adam L'chaveiroi. Many darshanim read these psukim, like it seems to suggest the two aspects of the learner of the Torah. The Kruvim are on top of the Aron, the Torah, and the Kruvim have two aspects. Their parsei kenafayim lamala, their wings are spread up, which represents the Yid's focus, ben adam l'makayim, and the pneyem ishel achiv, they're looking at each other, represents ben adam l'chaveirim. Many darshanim say such pshatim, but it begs the question, which I would ask even dal those darshanim. I would ask that many achrayim, I've seen an achrayim say this, but it's so strangely obvious that bizman we're not oisim ritzayin ishel makayim, the kruvim don't look at each other. It's not pneyem ishel achiv. I would hear much better. I'm not like asking to ask. Everything Hashem does is teaching, is telling. There's an emes here. It's not just teaching. There's some expression of truth. And to me, the expression of truth should be that if we're not oisim ritzayin ishel makayim, so then the wings should come down. The kruvim that are parsei kenafayim l'mala, that are spread up, that would make, I wouldn't have any kasha. Bizman that Yisrael oisim ritzayin ishel makayim, the wings are raised. We're not oisim ritzayin ishel makayim, the wings come down, Yisrael.
Makes sense.
That would make a lot of sense. You're not focused on Hashem, the wings come down. But they're not pneyim ishel achim. They stop looking at each other. That's very bizarre. That the kruvim stop looking at each other. Why is that? It's not pneyim ishel achim. That they stop looking at each other.
Did that was kashim?
That's what I'm asking. Jeez. That's what I'm asking. That why when we're not oisim ritzayin ishel makim, do the kruvim stop looking at each other? Why is it not pneya mishal achiv? That again, if it would say that we're not behaving, we're not have achdos, so we say this, then look, if it would say whenever Klal Yisrael has achdos, the kruvim look at each other. When we don't have achdos, not what it says, the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Baba Basra, I'm sorry. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that when we're oisim ritzayne shel makayim, the kruvim look at each other. When we're not oisim ritzayne shel makayim, the kruvim look away from each other. There are many nuschais. I want to express a thought to the chevra. There are many ways. I want to speak it out loud and think it over with the guys because there's like different thoughts, Daniel, this brings out in me that I want to share with the chevra. I want to say that our friendships and people around us are not just we're serving Hashem, and then we have like relationships that we hope work out. The way we show up to relationships are tremendous giluyim of where we are in the ruchnias, how attached to our neshamas, how sincere, how authentic. The best way to gauge, it's not in our own activity of connecting to everybody's born to want to connect. We connect the most to the other person when we're secure with ourselves, when we're attached deeply to ourselves. When we are attached to very external whims of ourselves and not attached to our deepest wants, like we started with, so then l'tayva yivakesh nifrad, in the place of superficial desires, everybody's very separate. I played something to the guys, and somebody was claiming that in America struggles with loneliness more than most cultures. Hard thing to prove. There's definitely rampant loneliness. Now, it's human. A human being struggles with the sugya of loneliness. It's a sugya, a real, real sugya of loneliness. And of course, it's human to struggle with loneliness. But in the place that we find the deepest place in us, we're shayich to connect to another. There's a deep place of connection to Hashem and connection to each other. And in very shallow places, l'tayva yavakish, if we're seeking and not connecting to the deepest place in us, when we're l'tayva yavakish, when we're not connecting well, so nifrad, there's separation. I'm not saying all this. There's a real thing called social anxiety. People who have it, it's a massive nesayin. I'm not talking about to the pathological, to the deepest levels of social anxiety. There's such a thing. We can think about it, and for sure that's it's not a person who has such an assignment, very difficult. But there's a degree by us all. I went into a dorm a couple of months. I went into a dorm, and it was like a very uncomfortable conversation with the bachrim in there. Just wasn't, I wasn't like, it was forced. It was a forced chill. And I walked out. I said, "What just happened? What just didn't? It wasn't." And I asked myself, Daniel, and there was things inside. I was my own things. I was not focused on. And if you're uncomfortable here to here, you can't be comfortable with him. If you're not comfortable yourself, you're not going to cover it up. You could do small talk, but it won't. It won't. If we're comfortable ourselves and secure with ourselves and in a shleimus, it's normal to struggle with this for us all. This is a journey of such, of self-acceptance, self-understanding, appreciating. When we're the more we're comfortable here, the more we're comfortable with the other person. When we're at a deep, comfortable, good place, we connect to the other person. I think in the journey I've seen with dorm counselors, I've watched with dorm counselors, they deal with a lot of different social. They can't just see a guy in yeshiva has the possibility to say that room I'm not connecting with. Okay, well, he's not my type. So you find your type. A dorm counselor is a place, all those rooms, and he has to learn things. I've watched the growth that a guy has to dig deep in himself. If somebody's rubbing you wrong, it's not about, a sugi about him. What is he affecting in you? What's he setting off in you? A bacher told me, the guys here, from the most honest people in the world, a guy in yeshiva told me that he went on a trip and another bacher was making fun of him the whole time. So I was very like taken aback. It wasn't the other guy's type to make fun. I went back to him, I said, "Could you explain it to me?" He said, "I thought about it a lot. His essence was hurting me." And he described this old jealousy, things that it was bringing out inside of him. Such an honesty. He first started, the guy was making fun of me, and when he thought further, he said, "It's bringing up in me different things that I have to work on. It's bringing out and bringing up in me." A guy, literally one of the tremendous B'nai Torah in the yeshiva, called me today from Eretz Yisrael, described the same thing. That he saw in relationship, he said, "Rebbe, it's not the other guy. It's no sheiches. I'm learning things in me that I have to, if he rubs you wrong, you're not learning anything about him. You're learning about you."
Wow.
What in him, what's it touching in you? What's it setting off? And then we discover is a tremendous gift from Hashem. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous gift. Years ago, a visiting person spoke in Waterbury. We were all young. All the people who worked in the yeshiva were young. My oldest son was 3 or 4. I certainly knew very, very little about myself. I hadn't yet my rebbeim. I hadn't yet met my rebbeim, guys. And I knew much less about myself then. And much less. Now I know a little bit more because I met you. And I knew very little about myself. And a visiting guy spoke, and he spoke about his daughter being the opposite of him and how hard it was. And we were all like impressed. We're like, poor guy, I felt so bad for this visiting yid. He spoke about the difficulty of like adjusting to his daughter. Today, we were so young. Today, like, of course, your children have different aspects. You try to like understand every single, I don't know a person who doesn't have kids that are very different than them. And aspects, and that's the beauty of children. That's the beauty of marriage, of through the relationship, you're learning about you. It's not about the other one. Rav Volba describes marriage. Please don't ever forget this description of marriage. You know Rav Volba calls marriage? Two words. I want the guys to memorize today's homework. Rav Volba calls marriage ligasher hifuchim. Get the words. Say the words. Why? I want you to say the words. Then type it to your whole list. Ligasher. First why, then everybody. Ligasher hifuchim. Now let's all say it. Ligasher hifuchim. What that means, ligasher means to bridge. To make a bridge between opposites. Ligasher hifuchim. You know, they build a bridge. You have two places that nobody can go from here to here, here to here. The two islands. So you build the bridge and then we can visit each other. Shmak. It would be so hard. If there wasn't bridges, how would we have all our Lakewood friends?
Bye-bye.
All our friends in Lakewood that we've come to love and cherish. If we didn't have the bridge, we'd be cut off from the chevra. It would be ridiculous. We couldn't get to the chevra. We hop on, even I live in Waterbury, I want to be close to Kivoli. So you hop, what bridge do you have to do to get to the city? What bridge do you have to do? The Whitestone Bridge. What? Mario Cuomo Road, that's by the Tappan Zee over there. So the Tappan Zee Bridge, you got to hop on a bridge to see each other. Otherwise, it would be ridiculous. We wouldn't get to hang out with Kiva, with Yehuda. You want to hang out, you need a bridge. He calls marriage legasher rifuchim, to build a bridge between opposites, to learn to connect, to relate, to understand. Marriage is the beauty of children. Of course, you have kids different. And the successful person, people think chinuch is the guy's preaching, a guy lectures all. Stop with your lectures. Stop teaching and training and saying, I tell my kids, well, stop telling your kids anything. Learn your child. A guy once advertised, I saw a guy advertised, it was one of the most frustrating things I've seen. A guy advertised his speech that I have spoken to thousands of youth. He's the last guy, not the person who said it. That line, I have spoken to thousands of youth, is the one who knows nothing about youth. Zero. Don't ask anybody who's spoken to thousands. Ask Rabbi Russ, who's listened to thousands of people. Who's listened, not who's spoken to a guy says, like, hear me out. A guy's like spoken to so many youth, you learned nothing because you spoke, you just learned you. Could you imagine a guy, he learned nothing more than he started. In his lifetime of chinuch, he has spoken to thousands, he had another 50,000, a million. You learned nothing new than you learned years ago. That's the same people have been speaking to their kids all these years. I've been speaking for years. So you're the same guy you were when you were a kid. You keep... He had 50 million more. Why would I learn from you? You've spoken to thousands of youth. Is the exact. I don't want to learn from you. Please don't. You have nothing to tell me. I've listened. I've been taught by thousands of youth. Please, what do you have to say? Please share some of the wisdom you've learned. Please. You've listened. You've heard. You've digested. You've absorbed. You've changed. Okay, so let's talk. Please share what you've learned, what you've seen. When we relate to others, in our relating to others, we dig deeply in ourselves and get to deep places. We hear, we figure out, we absorb. So then you get places. I think it's fascinating that when we're not oisim ritzayna shel makim, the kruvim turn away. It's not talking to anybody, it's a fact. One of the simanim of not oisim ritzayna shel makim, if a guy finds, like he has such trouble with everybody around him, he can't see eye to eye, then he's not oisim ritzayna shel makim. It's a litmus test, which the Mishnah says, kol sheruach habriyos neichemenu, ruach hamakim neichemenu. If he's good, if people are neichemenu, people are good around him, there's good vibes back and forth, ruach hamakim, he's doing well, ben adam lamakim. He's tapped in. We all have a beautiful place for Adon L'makom when we're most tapped in and comfortable and resolved. So then it works. And by the way, resolving with others helps. I've watched dorm counselors become, my wife was Nishtayman the other day from Shlomo Feldman. She was like amazed. She had a conversation. My wife asked me, he's big. She wanted to know, like, wow. She asked me, it was Nageh Shadom. She was like, wow. And it's Pashat to me that part of his process of steiging, it's Pashat that working out with other people, it's Pashat that learning different situations, you have to look in and dig in and figure out. I remember in the middle of the night getting a text from Naftali Fagan, like he was struggling with a situation. He wrote deep and deep texts of working through and processing. In the working with another, you figure deep things. It's not happening outside of you. He's so annoying. Stop telling me about him. What did you learn about you? What's in you? He's so annoying. He's so... It's not about... What's happening to you when you're there? What's it bringing out? What's it being... A person said a line that's just very true. They said an insult only hurts in as much as you sense that there's a truth to it. If a guy says an insult and there's no sheikhs, it doesn't hurt. It's hurting because there's something he's saying. There's something that's talking. So he's this, he's that. The story's in us. So what can I learn? What can I resolve? What can I bring out? What can I find out? How can I dig in more? And Hashem designed the beautiful world that bizman she'ein oisim ritzayna shalmakim, all of a sudden he can't seem to get along with anybody. It's a beautiful world like that. And of course, the person works and figures out and resolves. I have this inyan. I want guys get to the gym. Get to the gym and play ball. Get to leagues. I'm getting tough in my old age. Now I'm going around the yeshiva. I've lost my patience. I was tough. It's a buddy, you better, what should I do? Should get to the gym and get to play basketball. I mamish gave it to a guy that I expect him to have more games. Why isn't the guy in the gym, the events? The gym's a very tough place. Because somebody makes fun of me, somebody sneaks in and gets to 5-5 before me, and I was really next in line. Somebody calls me. So the Teretz is just bringing things out. So you just duck and hide. Learn how to get in there and feel and be insulted and figure out and go to a friend and cry and then come, let's go. Get involved. We have to get the chevra, and a guy will make up all different reasons why he doesn't go to the gym. He's running from himself. It's play and mishalach. One can look at the next guy in peace and comfort. It means he could play a 5 hadash day. I've watched Reuven Yonah from the big Bnei Aliyah we've had in the yeshiva. I watched last year. Zevi Giniger was the chevra was. What's the song again? What's the song?
I don't know. I'm a little weak on it. Reuven Yonah. Thank you. He's in the face all day.
Last year, this Ben Aliyah was working things out. All of a sudden, he's mamish. The guys are having karate. They're working on stuff. He's with the chev pnei mishalachiv. No problem. He's with the chevra. He's practicing, working out. It's a litmus test. When we're oisim ritzayna shalmakim, you'll see pnei mishalachiv. People face each other. And when we're not, it's not just, it's what happens. When we ain't icing, it's sunny shamakim, we can't seem to look at the next guy. But again, working on looking at the next guy and figuring out Pnei Mishalachim is also a very good path to icing, it's sunny shamakim. Because when a person's icing, it's sunny shamakim, he looks at the next guy, it doesn't bring out his Pnei Mishalachim, he mamish staring at the next guy, he's in a 5-5 with the next guy. When he's icing, it's sunny shamakim, and it's a good path. Figure out in the relationships, why am I turning away? What's causing me? What can I discover here? And a person has a path to Isim Ritzayin Shalmakim. He discovers deep things inside himself that allow him and cause him to attach and be close to the next person. Because when he's Isim Ritzayin Shalmakim, when he's in that safe, comfortable place, healthy, gesund, geschmack, a fire, it's Pnei Mishalachim. He's looking at the next guy fully comfortably. So it's a beautiful world that Hashem created, a world of social. We have needs for social and want, but it forces us, the world of Pnei Mishalach, it forces us to examine and to get in sync with Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim. I say if you're looking at the other guy, the only way you could stay Pnei Mishalach is to be Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim. It will bring out things. I can't look at him. It's so and so. Oh, so what aren't you happy with? It brings out. It marks and guides and teaches and instructs to the point. I don't know how somebody is not Pnei Mishalachim. Some people, in order not to be Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim, make sure to never be Pnei Mishalachim. They hold up. If you're not Pnei Mishalachim, it doesn't expose anything, but then you can stay Ein Oisim Ritzayin Shalmakim. You don't get in touch with the deepest places. So I say, let's be Pnei Mishalachim, and it will help us a path to Aisim Ritzayin Shalmakim, to taka, resolve, work out. It's a very good guide to work the things out we want to work out. That's what I want to say, Yisrael. What do you hold, Yisrael? I think it's true. I think it's the great opportunity of our lives. The great opportunities. Say, to bond. Hashem made us with the want to bond, and the only way we could bond is resolving and figuring out. And in the want to bond, in that process, we could resolve a lot and figure out a lot. In a person with their own children, it's not how do I have more patience for him? It's how do I figure out why is that setting you off? What's setting you off? What do you need to fix? The person almost says, "I see it's on the shamakim is staring. It's not setting off. It's rubbing me. It's hit up. So what do you need to resolve that it won't set off? What do you need? Where do you need to get more secure? What do you need to get more comfortable with? You could figure out things. Srilly, could you come forward? Srilly, come forward. Woo! It's I can't ask the Baruch Levine imitation. That maybe I'm putting cut them into that. It's Adar. You have a chevret. I'm darshining away. Most of these guys heard the Lashon Hara Shir. Now this. Let them have a few minutes of simcha. What song could you sing for the chevret? What song should we do?
I don't know.
You want Shleima? You could do guitar. Where's Shleima?
What?
What song? What song do you want to sing?
I don't know, I would have done the other one when they already did it.
Which one? Do it again. Which one?
The Zushman.
Let's do the Zushman. I don't know, he's singing.
I'm not saying words.
Nah, don't say not a word at first.
Not one word.
That's what you would have done, so that's what the Chabad was. Thank you, Shlomo.
I come, God, in me.
Thank you so much. That was just a tease, coming attractions. He's preparing as a Baruch Levine. Thank you, Sway. That was great. Man. Thank you.
It's never a tire.
Thank you, Sreli.
I thought I knew that one. Sreli Steven was great.
Make an announcement.
Sir, we're going to have to calm down.
Okay. Just wanted to let everybody know, I'm not stopping the share. Continue the share. I just wanted to give a little trickle announcement that I want to tell you in all seriousness that Kol Yonah is one of the most growthful nights of yeshiva of the entire year. I kid you not. Lives are changed on Kol Yonah night. Think about it for 1 second. You're making 10%. There's $1,000 worth of prizes. There's stakes. There's so much. Yet, a lot of guys just walk around.